my two school friends were in the choir. I would have been probably, I was at the secondary school, so I would have been 11 probably. So I joined St Mary's Choir, Hatfield Hyde, and we had a good choir. Sometimes we outnumbered the congregation, particularly on cold, snowy winter's days, because St Mary's Church was so far out of town in those days, because I don't know where Homestead Lane is now. I don't know what it was called in those days. There were no houses, of course. But I do remember there were some old cottages there, and the verger lived in one of those. I think it was a tied cottage. He lived in the cottage. But sometimes it was quite difficult to get to the church, and the church was always cold, because that was before it was extended. I mean, in those days, it was just the original building. It was added to and doubled in size later on, I don't know when. The congregation were all familiar faces, really. You knew, and sometimes if they weren't there, you missed them. And I remember one occasion that one of the, we sang at a wedding of a couple, and subsequently the chap was killed during the war, and we sang at his funeral. I sang until my voice broke. It was a joint parish, so it was a St Michael's scout troop, and my brother was a patrol leader in the Curlew Patrol, so I joined the Curlew Patrol, and I don't know where it came from. We had a stuffed curlew, and I don't know why we were called the Curlew Patrol, because we had this stuffed curlew, and I don't know what happened to it. It just disappeared. We used to go to camp, weekend camps in Chewing Wood, and do the usual things that scouts do. And that's interesting, because I don't remember any particular badges. I don't think there was a range of badges available in those days, so I must have had a few, but it was the usual brown shirt.
And the necker, what colour was that?
Oh, that was green and yellow, I think. And of course, the great hat, it was great. It was a great scout hat in those days. It was like the old Baden-Powell job, and we used to carry the bowl. I think it was the 5th St Michael's. I remember we had a trek cart. It used to be a trek cart, which carried all the tents and the paraphernalia. So we used to have to wheel that up to up the hill to Chewing Wood. Laurie Brown, who was the vicar of St Mary's and St Michael's, was prominent in the scouts. And he was an incredible man. He was a great leader, really, and he became Bishop of Birmingham. And his sermons, I mean, in those days, he used to sit there and hope the sermon wouldn't go on too long. But he was such a great speaker that he certainly didn't go to sleep. The only person who used to go to sleep sometimes was the lad who used to pump the organ, because it was
bellows.
Bellows.
Yes.
And he used to have to work away, and sometimes he used to sort of either nod off if he got up early, and you'd suddenly hear the organ just die. He'd have to, somebody would give him a kick, and off we go. St Michael's Church Hall. There used to be a Saturday morning cinema there, so we used to go along and pay penny or our tuppence, and of course invariably it used to break down halfway through the film, and everyone would be impatient and boo and shout until it came on again. That was quite an occasion. They were always cowboys and Indians, and we used to play, of course, cowboys. That was the game. Cowboys and Indians. So if you were one of the heroes, if you were a cowboy, you were okay. If you were one of the Indians, you got beaten all the time, every time. The fair used to come to Welling Garden every year, and it was on waste ground at the end of Broadwater Road. Broadwater Road finished where Bridge Road is now. And there was a patch of waste ground, it was all waste ground, because there was nothing there. It was the countryside, and the fair used to be there, and it was quite an occasion. But I used to be given two pennies by my parents to go to the fair, and it was a question of what you did with two pennies, because you couldn't do much. So I used to try and roll the penny down the little chute thing onto the numbered squares and hope that it would land fair and square in the square. And without any question, I always lost the two pence on these squares, because it only had to touch one of the lines, and the chap sort of just took it to one side. He just took it, and you think, well, that's near. Well, we used to play round on the Masson Field. Masson Field was quite the that was at the end of Kneller Road, and we used to spend a lot of time over there, mostly bird's nesting, I'm afraid. In those days, bird nesting was a big. Big thing. And it used to be a rule that you only took one egg from a nest. But the problem was that you used to tell your friends or other people that you found a nest, and it wasn't long before the eggs had gone. But you blew the egg, you put pinhole in each end and blew out the yolk, and then put it in a box with cotton wool, and that was your egg collection. And it was quite a thing to have. But we used to spend hours and hours and hours just going along the hedges and looking for bird's nest. Massams was the farmer, and he owned most of the land in that area, what is the end of Kneller Road, and it was a big area. He was a big farmer, and he used to go over the level crossing, which was at the end of Kneller Road, and through the crossing gates into the field. Sometimes one of the farmers' people would come and turn you off, because they didn't like you being, obviously, didn't like you wandering around there. Well, we used to spend a lot of time in Sherwood cycling. We used to ride our cycles round the paths and up and down, because in those days, Sherwood was the other side of town. We were on the Kneller Road side, and to go over the other side was quite an adventure anyway, because in those days, the town was two separate places. Well, we used to play in the roads all the time, and when my best friend, one or two others, lived in Attymore Close, and we used to play in the close. Tin Can Bosher was the favourite game, and I shudder to look back now, because we must have been a real nuisance to the people in Attymore Close, because every evening we used to be playing, running around, making noises and shouting. And, but fortunately, several of the children were lived there. So how do we play Tin Can Bosher? One used to stand by the lamppost or wherever, and the others used to try and creep up and touch him. If you managed to get there before, he was going around trying to find people. And if you managed to get there, you say, Tin Can Bosher, rah, rah, rah.